Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison bunts towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flores for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 0 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Obermeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obermeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell bunts towards the mound. Obermeier fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. McGee moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Obermeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obermeier is 0 for 1 in the game. Obermeier hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Garrison moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 2 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Hoover, who tags Estalella trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Overmyer moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. McGee moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Overmyer. McGee moves to third. Kell moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. McGee scores. Kell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-3 in the game. Flores hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White now playing left field. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rudy York. Joe Barry now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bush fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Wakefield moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler pinch runs for Don Ross. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bush. Wakefield scores. Hostetler moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.